This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind with another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains out in the hills of Western Minnesota today for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, I just got a greeting for you from Harvey in Mandan. Harvey in Mandan stopped by, was listening on his way here yesterday, heard our announcement about free tickets at PetroServe USA locations while the last got his free tickets, and was so darn excited. So he came to say hi. He was pretty excited.
How about that?
He wanted me to tell you hello and ask me, this. I love this when listeners do this, do you remember that time when I called in about, in this case, it was one of our dogs had died, and he said he called in and talked about it. I said, I don't, but Todd remembers everything. He'll remember. I know he will. But I do remember this. We have some great listeners, and we love it when you call, and we might all not always remember every detail of every call, but we know you're there. We know you're listening, and we appreciate it very much. No doubt about it. A lot of fun. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. They're going to start the first parade of the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, and you'll know because the steam whistle will about blow our doors off here. So that's coming up in a moment, and we have another guest from Rolog to talk about what's happening here, too, so stay tuned for all that. Kristen Dickinson's been waiting to weigh in on the visit of Donald Trump next week. One of our questions of the day, what should Donald Trump see? What do you want him to say while he's here? What do you think of the trip? Let us know, 800-228-0550. Chris, what's on your mind?
All right, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I got three things. First off, I think I'm going to be egotistical and say Trump should see me if he comes to North Dakota. Secondly, Drew's Construction and Elite Power are sending two semis with trailers down to Dickinson, Texas Fire Department. It leaves next week, Wednesday. So anybody that wants to donate, they can drop off at Drew's Construction. Once again, the truck leaves Wednesday morning, and it is going to the Dickinson, Texas Fire Department. So we do have a personal contact down there we are working with. And thirdly, I just want to give a shout out to Jay Wanda with the ENG Lending. Anybody thinking to purchase or refinance, he's the guy to go see. He's not just a mortgage planner, he's a mortgage musician. I'm working with him right now, and he definitely goes above and beyond for his customers. So.
I love
and he's
it.
A
Thank
proud
you.
Sponsor of mine on K-Fire, so that's, we don't mind that plug at all.
Oh!
Why do I want to break out the Flintstones?
I warned you. I warned you. I just wanted to let you know. Where is Two's Construction, Todd? Do you know? That was the only thing I didn't. Eric is gone now, but I'm sorry. What was it? Was his name Eric? He's hung up 2 seconds ago, and I can't forget his name. Remember. His name.
I know how that goes.
Chad, thank you.
Yeah.
I need to run get a hearing specialist, and as soon as I get back, I'll be able to communicate again on the show, hopefully. Probably need one of those Rush Limbaugh implants to hear again now. I don't know.
Hey, like, it works for him, though, doesn't it?
Anyway, that's good news. Thank you very much for that, Chad in Dickinson. Thank you. And I don't know where Two's Construction is, so I'm thinking other people will not as well. So if you could just let us know, maybe give us a buzz back and let us know where that's at. That'd be good. I'll try and talk in between toots of the horn.
West side of Dickinson.
West side of Dickinson. Okay, all right. So we got a Minot truck going today, and we have a Dickinson truck a week from Wednesday, I believe is what he said. So there you go. Another texter says, would it be possible for Trump to do Maduro logistics-wise? See, the nice thing about when you're president of the United States, logistics really are not a consideration, right? You can pretty much go anywhere you want. So, yeah, he could. He'd probably have to take a chopper there and fly back, or, you know, he's not going to be able to land, Air Force One on the tarmac of the Medora Airport. But he sure as heck could get there by chopper, so probably have to go that route. That'd be very interesting. I'm even wondering, the motorcade, you know, from the airport, I suppose, what up to the expressway and then over to Mandan and the go over to the refinery.
You think, yeah.
I think that's probably going to be the best bet for people to see the president is that motorcade. I really do. I sure hope there's more that can be done there. Anyway, more of your comments by text 367-2054. For me, Todd, 226-8503, or call us at 701-258-0550. We have another guest at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrusters Reunion to tell us about this magical, Disney-like, agrarian celebration in beautiful Rolog, Minnesota today. Pete Mont is here. Pete, how are you?
Great.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Pete has been part of this festivity for 25 years, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Well, yeah. How is your hearing withstood that that 25 year run?
I'm still doing all right. I'm getting a little deafer, I guess. But
is that not the loudest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Oh yeah. Yep. And I've had a steam engine for years. Excuse me. The whistle is not quite as exciting as it used to be for me. I hate to say that as a steam guy, but
unbelievable. And you know, we're probably 50 feet from it, so it's a little closer here than most folks. As the parade's going to get underway here shortly, tell folks about the parade. What do you do for parade here?
We do here in the parade. We start out. In fact, this engine is taking off right now. It's the original engine from the first show that was ever held here, and they have a little demonstration here, kicking off the parade on whistle demonstration and signals and so on. And they'll run a bunch of equipment through. We like to people come out here to see stuff move and run and get close to it and be able to feel and smell and see things go. So we really try to have everything out here operating, and it doesn't always happen, but try to have things operating so people think get about everything we can through the parade, which at times you can tell is very entertaining.
Yeah. And a little loud.
Yes. Yeah.
Loud and entertaining. Yeah. It's not possible to think, let alone talk, when that thing is going. I don't. Todd, can you feel the depth of that horn at the studio there?
Yeah.
Are you grasping? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm just glad somebody else is experiencing that. It's
it just is testing cool. out your brain there to make sure it's connected to your ears. It sounds like it is.
So exactly right. So I like that. You want to see things move. You want to see things run. You want to smell them. You want to. That's a big signature of Western Minnesota Steam Thrusters Reunion, right, Pete?
Yes, it is. Yep. Our philosophy is, we want active demonstrations, active displays, and portrays history as accurately as we possibly can.
What else are among your favorites? What do you encourage people to come out here and see?
Boy, there's so many things. I guess myself, my background is in the ag area, where I really love the ag equipment, the tractors, steam engines, all that stuff. But you get back here, there's so many things here. Our Main Street area, we've got our locomotive, we've got a couple trains running around, there's sawmills, there's some industrial stuff. We have our huge construction area, which people love. It's hard to say just one thing. But if people come out here, I think they really need to just spend the day and explore and get out in the trees on the north end of the grounds or north of the hill and there's so many things to discover. It's just amazing. I liked your description earlier about the magical Disney-like agrarian experience. I've never heard one like that, but I kind of like that.
Oh, I make it up as I go, but it just what it feels like to me out here. It's just impossible not to love it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yep.
I didn't grow up on a farm. I had my grandparents on the farm, and uncles and family were. So, but it's just, the American ingenuity that's on display here, the good people that are out here, and I might add the food is not too bad either.
Oh, yeah.
You eat like a king out here.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing everybody always mentions is the food. We've got excellent food. And breakfast is a huge deal. But, yeah, we like to think we work hard, but we're not losing any weight probably.
Now, the train is moving. The parade is underway. So that's a Gar Scott?
Yep. Gar Scott steam engine, yes. Yep.
And that's, you said, been here from the beginning.
Yes, it has. Yep. Started the show.
And then one other thing I want to ask you about before we let you go, the E&B line is the featured line. Talk about the featured line. When you have a featured line at Rolog and the Western Minnesota Steam Thrusters Reunion, what does that mean?
Every year we try to showcase some line of equipment, and that's just to get a concentration or a number of things from those companies together just to have an impressive display. I think that's what Rolog is known for, is putting together impressive displays. So we like to have something feature every year, and it's also, believe it or not, it's a way for, it's kind of a kick in the rear for some of us to get projects done and display them. And EB's been around for a long time. Emerson Brandingham, I think it was 1852 they started, and they were involved in many, many areas of the egg years ago, any kind of farm equipment, anything related to ag, engines, tractors, all kinds of things. And they lasted until about 1928 and they were sold out to J.I. Case. So,
another Case connection.
Yes, there's a lot of those.
How about that? That's great. All right, the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Labor Day weekend, that's now, goes through Monday. Rolog, Minnesota, full 210 acres of incredible agrarian history. And it really is Disneyland for adults. And for anybody that spent any time at all on a farm or has any kind of ag history, just great fun to see all this take place. Pete, thanks so much. I appreciate chatting with you.
Thank you.
Pete Mant with us from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. One more guest later on and more of your calls on the topics of the day. A couple of people, I know this will surprise you, Todd, are being a little snarky about the visit of Donald Trump. Of course, it's on Facebook. It's the snarky capital of the universe, Facebook. And I'm wondering how to respond. So need your help on that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're having a good time at Rolog. I'm going to be there tomorrow myself, along with our five grandchildren, son-in-law, daughter, and my wife. We look forward to it every year. I'm an engine collector. I have 10 engines of my own, and I have to tell you, when you're there with your engines running and the children are looking at these engines, all the moving parts, because they can see them. Can't see that with these modern engines, but with these you can. and they're just fascinated by that, that some of these engines are over a century old and they're still running. And a lot of times when we bring them back to life, they're a solid hunk of rust with everything frozen on them, and we restore them. And the thing of it is, too, a lot of them have the nameplates on them. And you look at the bottom of that nameplate, it says, Made in USA, or Made in the United States of America. I think that says it all. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. 46 Farm All A going by right now. I could do play-by-play of the parade. My dad used to, you know. That was the big deal in Montevideo. Man, the Fiesta Days parade. We would do it live on the air. I had to do a parade one time in Dawson, Minnesota. Clarkfield, Minnesota. Yeah. I don't much know the value of listening to the John Deere D. Pulling a plow. Wow, is that something? There's a Minneapolis Moline U. Got your U. Even if you love a Minneapolis Moline U, I'm thinking me telling you that I'm looking at it isn't very exciting, is it? I don't know. Or maybe it makes you say, I wish I was there to see it. I don't know, but I never understood that, but that's kind of the beauty of small-town radio. You just, whatever's going on, you told folks, look at that beauty, Todd. John Deere 730. Ooh, kind of a big monster. I'm loving that. Lots of green. That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Back on What's on Your Mind. And, Todd, you have yesterday's call of the day for our friends at Delta. Delta Constructors, one call does it all, call of the day.
Do have it.
Gives us a chance to celebrate our fine callers on the program and tell you about the global solutions they have for the oil and gas industry. That includes turnkey well sites, flow lines, pump jacks. I mean, they do everything. They do it all. Fabricate the conditioning modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries, turnkey. And they are getting rave reviews by company after company. Give them a shot. They will save you money. They do it all. They do. They've been doing this a long time in many oil plays around the USA. Okay? Call Eric at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's the call of the day from Delta.
Mike and Mandan, go ahead.
The reason the cultural rot in America, I think, is the progressive liberalism and everything that it entails. So everything that's gone on the past 20, 30 years all comes back to that have hijacked the Democratic Party and took it over. And you can just see it all around in the courts and schools, taking God out of this, God out of that. I mean, what else? You know, it's cultural rot.
Thanks very much. You, too, could be the next call of the day from Delta. Pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 701-258-0550. All right. I promised to share with you some of the snarky comments coming in about Donald Trump's visit. We got a lot of suggestions on where he ought to go, what he ought to say. I'll get to those in a moment. But I couldn't resist the snarky. I hope Donald Trump goes away along with you, Scott, says Sid Katamus. Sid wants me to go away along with Donald Trump. What do I say to that? I need some help on the
Trump, the approval rating right now in North Dakota, the second highest in the country. Good luck on that. I saw the numbers here for K-Fire. Good luck on that. Oh, sorry, Sid, that's not going to happen. Love you, though. Just saying.
Jordan says, Trump's coming? Cue the butthurt.
Yeah, no kidding.
And there is some of the...
How can you go through life with that much hate as much as some of the snarky people have had?
Judy says, run for the hills. Judy Cooper said that. I think we have to give their full name, right? If they're saying it on Facebook, we might as well reward them for their creativity. Or run for the hills.
They're putting it out there. So
yeah,
sure.
Ron had to respond to that and said, well, but wait, I want to be there to protest the Trump protesters. The stupid are so fun to toy with.
Is that guy going to bring out the Trump hates Nephilim sign again? That was priceless.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good one. goodness sakes. Doesn't he have a national disaster to be dealing with right now? Says Eric Williams. I think that means don't come here, go deal with a national disaster.
He has, right?
I'm pretty sure he's been there, and I'm pretty sure he's going back there on Saturday, and pretty sure he's got his vice president there yesterday and about every cabinet leader, so it looks to me like they're dealing with it, you know. Kate wanted to respond to that. She said, oh my, a great leader has an even better team working with him. Trump has some awesome people in place and would have even more if there wasn't such a resistant movement going on. Kevin says, yes, he does. Trump is dealing with the 8 Obama year national disaster and doing quite well at it. Thank you very much. We already got great response, don't we? We don't even need to respond to any of that. And just so you know, way more people positive about the visit than negative, but it's kind of fun to see some of the snarkiness. Trev says, Trev Ronholm, now on this one, says, no! And with a whole bunch of capital O's behind it and an exclamation point for good measure. I have to be in Mandan, and I'm going to have to deal with traffic and security. Jeremy said, quit your complaining. Just imagine, you'll be close to the greatest president to ever grace this country. Oh, okay. Should I go away? That's what Sid Gadamer wants me to do. He wants me to go away.
Was there a lot of protesting when President Obama came to Cannonball? Did you see a lot of protesting out there?
Of President Obama? No. No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
I mean, can we not be respectful? I think everybody was respectful when he came. Why can't people be respectful when
Trump came? I remember saying how great I thought it was that President Obama was coming.
Exactly.
I wanted him to visit a few other places besides Cannonball. But
I like the texter suggestion. You know, the Kids Livestock has a picture of JFK being there, and maybe President Trump should stop by there and have his picture so that, you know, both pictures are there.
I got to get to these texts. Thank you for reminding me. I love the Kiss Livestock idea. Bob in Dent, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to respond to your discussion yesterday about what's going on with the country. And I think the solution and the problem are two sides of one coin. The problem is we have lost our Judeo-Christian moral code. And the problem is, of course, to get it back. Also, there's a study that was done by a guy by the name of J.D. Unwin. He's a British anthropologist. He studied ancient civilizations and compared about 80 of them on how they
Do me a favor, Bob. Hold that thought, if you would. Don't go away. Hold that thought. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. I want to hear what you have to say here. We're just up against the break. We're coming
listening up to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, has filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, Bank Track, and Earth First for violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. We asked the lead attorney, Michael Bowie, why the company felt the need to file the lawsuit.
Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good responsible people, and it believes as a matter of principle that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they have caused, and they feel strongly as a matter of principle that this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
That's Michael Bowie, an attorney with Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more of our radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the Energy of North Dakota. The folks that want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, that want jobs and careers for generations, want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make all of that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To find out more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness and his team obviously did a great job hosting President Trump in Bismarck because he's coming back and celebrating North Dakota energy. So, great news. More of your reaction to that, your suggestions on what he ought to see and what he ought to say. Coming up on the program, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. Pick up the phone, tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Text me, 226-8503. I'm not going to give out the number to text anymore. I have too many texts, and I'm not even going to get to them all. I want to, but I'll take your calls, too. Bob in Dent, Minnesota called, and Bob, sorry we didn't get to you on the other side of the finish on the other side of the break, but I wanted to let you finish what you're saying. And by the way, I appreciate the fact you're calling. That conversation yesterday, I think, titled a test, I started the program intending to preview what we were going to do the last half hour on that marriage retreat, but also share that my view is the breakup of the family unit being really under attack, the amount of marriages that end in divorce, is one of the real problems we face in this country, gnawing at our fabric. I didn't expect it was going to be an entire show, but it was phenomenal how many people responded to different angles of what it is that ails us in our society. So I appreciate you calling to follow up and sharing the comment that you did. Go ahead and finish your comment.
Yeah, the breakdown of the family is key and part of the Judeo-Christian moral code. So, yes, that's definitely a part of it, a big part of it. I actually have an article that I got originally out of the Dakota Beacon, if you remember that paper.
I do.
Booklet. Yeah, yeah, that was really great. I'm sorry that you went out of business. Anyway, the article was called The Decay of Greatness, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have probably read that, but it talks about a study that a British anthropologist did back in the 30s. J.D. Unwin is his name, and he studied 80 civilizations in history, all big civilizations, and the same thing happened to all of them. He discusses how the energy, what energy they brought to the country, and how the country grew to greatness. And then he talked about, or he investigated, what brought down that civilization, and it was just this Judeo-Christian moral code I call it that because I just know that's what it is. But the same thing that's going on in our country today is exactly what this J.D. Unwin discovered in 80 civilizations in history. You know, that's a big study. And I'm afraid that we are deep in the midst of that breakdown.
Yeah, you're not alone on that. A lot of us worry about it and want to see that, that trend stopped. The question is how and what. And J.D. Unwin, I'm going to jot that down for a little weekend reading and join you in delving into his research a little bit. Bob, I appreciate you sharing the commentary. Pardon me?
The article came from, originally from the American Family Association. It's called The Decay of Greatness, and the author of that study, not the study, but the author of that article, it was an Italian name that I can't remember, but if you read that, it's only about 4 pages long. It just hits it just perfect. You can't get a better description of what's going on in our country right now than what this article, Decay of Greatness, explains. So I hope that somehow can get recirculated, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Bob. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you sharing that. Let me get one other in before I bring in another guest from the great Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion. Chris in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, maybe we should have our president come out and visit our brand new event center. That'd be pretty cool. And you could see how so much awesomeness could come out of a small little town like Watford City.
I love that idea. That Rough Rider Center is a dandy. A lot of really very integral items to the quality of life of Watford City, from, skating rinks.
The rafters, brother.
The ice rinks to the field house, to the volleyball or basketball courts, over to the water park side and the convention meeting room side. It's a wonder. I love it. So good idea.
Thank you.
You bet. Just a short helicopter ride away for the president from the Bismarck Airport. Ki Groshong is here. Hey, Ki, it's nice to see you again.
Good to see you, Scott. It's good to be up here in lovely Rolog, Minnesota.
How many years have you been coming out here?
You know, this is my 40th year. I first came in 1977. I missed 1 year in 40 years. So
1 year in 40 years.
It's been quite a ride. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I love coming up here. In fact, this is the third time I've been in this area this year. I was in Fargo in the spring for Steam Up at Larson Welding. Then I was here for Steam School out here at the showgrounds in June, and now I'm back for the show.
Where do you live?
I live in Columbia, Missouri, so it's about a 725 to 50 mile one-way trip for me to come up here, so it's a commitment to get here, but I love the people, love the show. It's a wonderful show, and a good bunch of folks, nice weather up here. It can be a little warm where I live in this time of the year, but normally it's nice up here, although it's a little cooler this morning, but that's lovely. I like that.
Weather for the weekend looks great.
Looks good. We're going to have a good show.
Fabulous.
We always
show.
Do.
Now, when you're here, you're running some of the bigger machinery out here, right?
We do mostly big gas tractors. I have a 3060S Rumley, which is a fairly decent-sized tractor, and then I have a 2040 Case, which is a mid-size of the old 19. This one's a 1917, so it's in that mid-size tractor. But we run those. Mostly do gas tractors now. But a good friend of mine that I've traveled with for years, he brought his 110K steam engine up here this year. It hadn't been out for several years. So we've been spending some time over in the steam area as well this year.
Do most of this equipment, end up in some field somewhere or some shed somewhere in some state of disrepair? Somebody finds it and then gives it a little TLC? How do they get
that? That's generally how it's happened. I don't know, although when you say, most of it's been found and restored and brought to the show, there's always somebody that gets another piece out of an old shed or out of a field or a fence row or something. But, yes, much of this equipment was used and then abandoned or left and for some reason wasn't cut up during the war for scrap for a variety of reasons. Either they still were using it or trying to use it because they couldn't get equipment, or it was just in such a way that nobody happened to see it or find it. And so it was saved, and after the war, and when the interest in old older agriculture innovation became to take hold like it did here in the 50s, people began to dig it out, restore it, and show it. Turns out while people wouldn't want to do thrashing per se for a living, they had a lot of nostalgia attached to it, and they did enjoy doing it for enjoyment, just for a day or two as they had done in their youth. So that's how much of this came to be, and this old equipment has been saved and restored and displayed, and it's become quite a nice hobby.
So is it an effort to keep these things running year in and year out?
Well, some of them, it depends. The steam engines are a little probably more difficult over time than the gas tractors because the boilers will deteriorate because of the water and the rust and the corrosion. So they're a little more difficult. And, in fact, many of them are getting to that point where they're 100 or more years old, and the boilers are beginning to really become unsafe. So many of these are requiring new boilers, and that is a major financial commitment. But many people are doing that. So that is, the gas tractors, not so much. They're pretty easy. I mean, you know, you keep them basically inside or, you know, covered up in the moisture out of the motor, they'll sit and hold forever, I mean, for years at least. And so they've been a little easier to maintain, but the steam's been a little harder. But it is a commitment, and people are doing it all the time.
We are right next to where the parade route is.
Yes.
So you can here see some of the gear going by. There's a 1935 F-12.
Yes.
How about that? And what is that, an HG over there? Oliver
HG.
With the tracks.
Yeah, it was a little Klee track that Oliver bought, and there's a Klee track behind it.
Klee track, yeah. 600 diesel case.
Yeah, a lot of older stuff.
And I saw a Harris earlier.
Yes. Harris combine went by, a hillside type that would tilt.
Yeah, that thing is really a sight to behold.
We saw some really interesting, innovative pieces. You were talking about innovation in the oil industry. That was what North Dakota and I think Minnesota and this area was noted for in the farming area, because they built some of the early, really advanced, articulated farm tractors here. A lot of innovation here over the years. People had long winters to think, and they would then begin to build. And we have a whole display of home-built, farm-based, you know, farm-type equipment here on the grounds in the expo area.
With no brand or anything. It's just somebody one-off that somebody put together.
Put parts together and made something to do their job better and faster and more efficient than what was available at that time commercially. And some of these went on to be, you know, things that we know every day, and some of them were just a one-shot deal.
Kind of how the Steiger story came
That's
to be, right?
True. That's exactly true. And if you come out and look in that building, you'll see several other Steiger-type pieces of machinery that other farmer mechanics, machinists built and used in their farming operation.
You know, there are people within the sound of my voice that are all the way into Montana, down to South Dakota, all throughout North Dakota, and obviously western Minnesota, two parts of Canada, that have never been here, that are maybe hearing about this for the first time today. What would you tell them about the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion?
Well, if you're at all interested in the history of agriculture and really the growth of our country and the development of different, the agriculture specifically, is most of it's that, but just generally interested in history and how things evolve, this is one of the places that you can come, and in a day or 2 days, if you have that long, you can really see how agriculture has gone from horses to steam power, to gasoline, kerosene, then gasoline, and even some more, a little more modern, although we don't go up into the products of today. But you see that in the agriculture side. You can see that in sawmilling. We've got small farm-type sawmills. We've got a big old-time commercial sawmill here. Construction area, we have four steam shovels, probably as many as are working anywhere in the world at one time. We have the largest, we think, operating one of those here. Steam train. How many people this day and age have ever been on a train, much less a steam train? So we have a train, we have a model train, we have a steam-operated merry-go-round, which is the way they were run back in the turn of the century. So this is just a good place to come and see a number of things that you'd like to see. A lot of ladies' activities like spinning and weaving and all of those kind of
and
things.
Great food.
Great.
I'm telling you, folks, it's like an agrarian Disneyland. It's wonderful. Come on out.
Come out and spend
Labor Day. Thanks, Key.
Glad to be here, Scott. Thank you for having me.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Levi's here from Inner Office Furniture and Design in Fargo to talk about purchasing cooperatives and group purchasing organizations. I need to know more about this. What are they all about?
Sure, Scott. We've talked about Herman Miller's small and medium business contract pricing in the past and how that offers
deeper discounting to smaller companies. Purchasing co-ops and GPOs kind of open that door for other businesses. What they do is negotiate with manufacturers on behalf of all their participants for deeper discounting. What is really fantastic about this is that customers aren't limited to the great offerings of Herman Miller, but many of the other amazing lines that we carry also participate in many of these GPOs and co-ops.
Oh, I love it. Now, who's eligible to participate?
There are a lot of them out there, so it really opens it up to a lot of different organizations in both the public and private sector. Nonprofits, schools, state agencies, local and state government, healthcare, and the list goes on and on. The most well-known organization out there would probably be the GSA for federal agencies. The thing about these organizations, they aren't office furniture specific. They carry across a wide spectrum of products, from vehicles to technology to cleaning products, so you may already be a part of one. I guess one thing I forgot to mention is the best part, they're free to join.
Free to join. Free is good. You like free, Levi?
I love free.
Exactly. Well, get to Interoffice Furniture and Design downtown Fargo to find out more. You can call them at 232-3013 or stop at the historic Ford Building, 505 North Broadway in downtown Fargo. Interoffice Furniture and Design, online at interofficefurniture.com. Thanks, Levi.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Get paid to come and see this president. They did when Obama was here and, you know, the protesting and stuff. We pay our own way. Remember that.
Well, good point. Yes, good point, because we know the protesters were paid. Thankfully, there's a whole lawsuit over there right now to get to the bottom of all the funding behind all of that. I'm so glad that is happening and underway, so you can get the full facts out there on that whole thing and expose this once and for all on how this game works. Hate's for sale. Got these hate merchants that'll go anywhere with their signs, their awful, vile commentary towards our law enforcement officers, and of course, show me the money. They get the money. We did confirm, though, from a texter, there was actually
a protest of President Obama. One texter says, I was the protester at Cannonball. I was the protester. And he said he brought his 83-year-old buddy Bill along. So I guess there was a deuce down there anyway doing a little protesting. So you got the scoop there. More of your texts in a moment, and we're going to wrap up with a conversation about one of the many cool features here at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends that have been around a long time. Longer, in fact, than the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. This started, about 1940, and at least the original beginnings on the Nelson Farm, and then got rolling officially in 56, and they bought some land and continued to roll out. But H.A. Thompson & Son's been doing what they've been doing since 1908. That's pretty incredible. And now they have not only Bismarck Mandan, but across all of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Ask about the Link Service Contractor. Services that they provide, the most cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements you can get for buildings and business owners throughout the region. They're maintaining now the heating and cooling systems for about 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Okay, I promise I get to as many of these texts as I can. Let's see here. President Trump should go to Buffalo, North Dakota, and apologize. Since the North Dakota Supreme Court, the North Dakota Health Department, the North Dakota Ag Department, and Governor Burgum just spit on them and chose Pipestone System, a Minnesota company, over them. Now they're getting stuck with a 9,000-pig farm factory right next to their town and farmsteads. They should be ashamed of themselves. Now we're facing the same situation here in Devil's Lake. I'm an independent voter, and I voted for Burgum. Shame on me, says Jeff. Interesting. Okay. Scott, I'd like to hear the president reassure me and others that he's going to stick to his agenda even after a bunch of his aides that seem to support the America First agenda have been let go or quit. He seems to be surrounded by nothing but moderates now, and that worries me a little bit. I wouldn't buy into how that's reported. You know, I mean, all these news organizations love the process. They love the who's in, who's out, everything else. They forget the fact that Donald J. Trump was president of the United States. Just like he was CEO of a company, he knows what he stands for. He knows what he believes. You know, one person comes or goes from his staff, you think that means, oh, I'm going to do something different now? That's media. That's the swamp talking there. So I wouldn't buy into that. Another, have you seen the film Hemp for Victory, produced by the U.S. government? I've not. I've not seen that. Thank you, though. Trump should see the Peace Garden, says Tom in Fargo. Hey, that whistle earlier, you better start laughing like Barney Rubble. Yeah, well, that whistle was definitely Flintstone material. Kiss Livestock in Mandan would love to have President Trump come and have a picture taken that they can display right beside their JFK picture. They already have. I take it JFK showed up there, right? Must have.
Yep. That'd be kind of cool. Goes, yeah.
Yeah. Two questions. Do we expect Antifa to be in Mandan protesting this visit? And if so, did North Dakota pass a law of no covered faces in situations like these possible protesters? You know, what did they pass on that? I can't remember. A good question. And you can be sure, anywhere President Trump goes, that professional protesters go. So yes is the answer there. No doubt about that. Let me bring in one final guest from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion before we go today. Jerry Christensen is here. Jerry's from Castleton, North Dakota, but a part of the fun here at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. What do you do out here, Jerry?
Well, a big thing we don't do is we don't do that hate for sale business I heard you talk about earlier.
Now, this is a nice part of Rolog. You're right. You don't. There's none of that here. There's a lot of nice people.
We try to work very hard on that, and this year we're featuring the Emerson Branningham line of farm machinery. And Emerson Branningham, in their day, was one of the biggest around. They bought up the Reeves Company, the Geyser Company, so they made everything from threshing machines, steam engines, gas engines. And that company itself was finally bought up by J.I. Case, I believe, in the 20s, 24 to 28, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I understand it was pretty popular in North Dakota, that line, huh?
I think so, but it's one of those deals that here I am, been part of Rolog since about 84, and I really never knew they existed. And I thought they were Canadian outfit, but no. Right down the street from Racine, Wisconsin, where Case was made.
Interesting. So, now, what's your favorite part of everything that happens out here?
There are two of my favorite parts. One is the Pabst engine. That's a large stationary steam engine. It's a two-cylinder steam engine, three stories tall. Came out of the Pabst Brewery in Milwaukee. and another device called Prony Brakes. P-R-O-N-Y, not a pony, that's a swear word. And a Prony Brake is the first dynamometer for measuring horsepower of an engine. So those are my two favorite parts. But I also like to go out to the construction area. Any of the older listeners that are familiar with the story, Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel Mary Ann, do you remember that?
I've heard about it from here. I don't know that I knew about it before.
Okay, but Mary Ann is here, and she's digging right now.
Unreal.
And her bigger sister is here. We don't have a steam engine that worked in the Panama Canal, but we've got one just like it, working and running.
So that's in the construction.
In the construction area, a relatively new area.
I love it. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks for coming out, Scott. It's always grand to have you out here.
We love it. Really do, and I hope a lot of other people take it in through Monday. The Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Rolog, Minnesota. God bless you, folks. Have a great Labor Day.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.